afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the July 22nd edition of the Orange County Planning Commission. Our first item is we will take the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask Commissioner Perez to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Everybody, please stand. Place your hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go on to the roll call. First District Commissioner Trump, Joe Haas.
Here.
Second District Commissioner, Ms. Harper.
Here. Here.
Here. Is this working okay?
Here.
Third District Commissioner, Mr. Rice.
I'm here.
Fourth District Commissioner, Ms. Perez.
Here.
And Fifth District Commissioner, Dave Bartlett, and I am here. Let's go on to item number one, the minutes of May 27th. Did everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes? I believe we were all present. Take a moment to review, and if so, I will take a moment.
I'll move for approval.
A second.
Move in second. Please vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Moving on to discussion items. Item number one, public hearing PA 190225, site development permit, plan and use permit with the construction, in conjunction with the construction of a single family residence in the Hamilton Trail neighborhood of Tribuco Canyon. Deputy Director Richard Wong.
Is this Michael?
Good afternoon. Do you guys hear me?
It says it's on.
Okay.
I can go to this mic.
I think mine's on.
Commissioner Wong. Wong?
Correct. Right. Good afternoon. So we do have a staff presentation today by our staff planner, Eileen Lundfield. And then we also have the owner and architect here for any questions.
Good afternoon, Chairman, and the members of the Plan Commission. Hold on while I start the presentation. Today I'll be presenting planning application PA 19-0225. So planning application 19-0225, I'm just making sure, can you guys hear me with the mask on or do you want me to take it off? Okay, just making sure. All right, this is actually for a site development permit for a proposed new single family residence with an attached 3-car garage and an attached accessory dwelling units. They will also be having accessory structures for the purposes of the home, and also a use permit to allow for an overhead retaining wall in the front yard setback. This project is located on Hamilton Trail within the Foothill Tribuco specific plan, and under the specific plan, all single family dwellings are a permitted use subject to a site development permit to the Plan Commission. The property is designated as A1 for rural residential. The A1 designation allows for low density residential development. Under the zoning designation, it is currently zoned Foothill Tribuco specific plan. Under the specific plan, it is in the Tribuco Canyon Residential District. The zoning adjacently surrounding the site is also the same. The purpose of the Tribuco Canyon Residential District is to provide for the development and maintenance of low density single family residential in the manner that is rural in character, which would also be consistent with the general plan designation. Okay. The lot is currently vacant and there are single family residents to the east and south of this particular lot. So the applicant is proposing to develop approximately 1.4 acres of the site. The site is actually 19.94 acres. The home would be 4,712 square feet. with an attached three-car garage and a 443-square-foot attached accessory dwelling unit. Their applicant is also going to be grading 3,190 cubic yards. So this project was reviewed by the Foothill Tribeca Specific Plan Review Board, and they did recommend approval by a vote of 2-0. The development standards of the proposed project is defined by the Foothill Tribeca Specific Plan under the Tribeca Canyon Residential District. The proposed project mostly meets or exceeds the development standards of the zoning district and the specific plan requirements, with the exception of the walls and the grading. The specific plan also requires each individual project proposal to preserve a minimum of 66% of the site in permanent natural open space. The applicant will meet this requirement. And so here is an exhibit of the open space dedication. As you can see, they are, they're going to be dedicating 13.33 acres of the existing site for permanent open space. The applicant is proposing to grade 3,190 square cubic yards associated with the proposed development of the single family residence. Under the specific plan, grading shall be limited to an average of 3,000 cubic yards per dwelling unit permitted by the development cap of the property. Under the specific plan, it does allow for developers to go over the cap as long as they are planning on developing fewer dwelling units than allowed by the development cap of this area. So in this area, this particular property actually has a development cap of 9 building sites. Since they're only going to be building one, they're going to be allocating the additional 190 cubic yards for this building, for the development of this particular project. There is, however, a maximum for each development of 9,000 cubic yards, which they fall way under. I also want to let you guys know that there were, under the staff report, there was actually, I put the incorrect wall detail. That was actually a previous wall detail. This is actually the updated one right here, where it doesn't have the, there used to be a stairwell that went from Hamilton Trail up, which the stairwell was actually only 3 feet in height, so it wouldn't be even part of the use permit. The use permit is actually for a retaining wall in the front yard setback, as highlighted on this exhibit. This proposed wall will run along the driveway beginning from Hamilton Trail, and the maximum height of the wall will be 6 feet in height, where only a 3.5 feet is allowed. And also there's an update to the condition 19, which will actually omit the word owns and add Hamilton Oaks Homeowners Association. Hamilton Trail is actually a private road. It's an access easement for all of the homeowners along Hamilton Trail. So the owner is actually going to be building portions of the retaining wall into this easement area, in which we are going, county staff is just going to want to make sure that the owner, everybody who has access to Hamilton Trail, is an agreement for that structure, for portions of the wall to be part of it. I also want to inform you that we did get a phone call from the public in regards to this item, who had questions about the drainage and flooding. Drainage and flooding in just the Kenyan areas is an issue that everybody gets concerned about. This particular lot is prone to landslides, and we've informed them that once the construction drawings are reviewed by our geotechnical engineer, if a debris wall is needed due to slope instability, it will be required to install a debris wall for any landslide issues. All right. Staff does recommend that the three actions as written by the staff report. This does conclude my presentation, and I am available to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Lundfeld. Do we have any questions Do we have any questions on staff? Please proceed.
Just to clarify the setback from the road where it is right now.
Just speaking to your mic.
The mics aren't, I don't think the mics are working.
It says on, but I'll speak up. The setback from the road to where the retaining wall is, do we know what the distance is on that or anything? Maybe if I could read that easier.
Oh, are you saying from the center line of the Hamilton Trail easement, is that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how big is the easement, which easement are we talking about for the entire easement?
So the actual vehicle easement, it goes from, the entire easement is from here to here. And their property line is actually the center line area, and though it's, yeah, though it is actually within their property line, this is actually an access easement, this portion right here.
Right, and I understand that because I live in a similar circumstance. I'm just trying to figure out what we're seeing on this drawing. We see a certain amount of paving, and right about there. We see where the extent of the paving might be, and then we've got some easement area that's going to be going over to wherever the new retaining wall is. So I'm reading that. Is the retaining wall coming all the way down to the pavement? Is that what that's showing?
That's correct, but we also have the civil engineer Mark Anderson here, and he can also verify that.
I can add.
Well, let's conclude the question.
Okay.
Yeah, I can come up after the question.
I'll refer that question to the applicant then.
Commissioner Rice, any other questions?
Probably the applicant.
Okay.
We'll do that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions of staff? My only question, Ms. Lundfeld, is you said that 13 acres were being dedicated to, is it dedicated to an open space conservancy, or is it just going to be left as open space and the owner will maintain the ownership?
That's correct. It is going to be, it's basically going to record it, it's usually recorded document. It is, per the specific plan, it is to be dedicated to the county parks department, whether or not, and it's always subject to whether or not we actually accept it. But it is the maintenance information, maintenance specification, yeah. That's correct.
The land, right?
Yeah, until we actually accept their offers of education.
And who makes that decision for county?
That would be, sorry. Oh, yeah.
So, offers of dedication to the county are required to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So, generally, in the Foothill Tribuca specific plan area, these offers are made. And they're required to be made under the specific plan for a 66% dedication. They are not often accepted, right? So the land remains open space, and the way that is enforced is if there are unpermitted buildings or if anyone comes in to try to basically develop that land, it would not be permitted under the specific plan.
And the property owner maintains?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. As a matter of curiosity, once the offer is made, does the board take up that offer, does it exist in perpetuity?
It exists as a recorded offer of dedication, and so it could be in perpetuity. And with the Foothill Tribuca specific plan, unfortunately, the document itself was not very specific about these offers of dedication, and it's a 40-some-year-old document at this point. Usually offers of dedication it's determined by the department whether we actually even bring it to the board, right? So if we wanted to accept it, if a particular department such as Parks wanted to accept it, they would bring it to the board for actual acceptance, and then a recorded deed with the showing the dedication would be completed. Otherwise, the owner is required to maintain it as open space. And that is actually what the specific plan says. It's a 66% open space dedication.
So kind of coming off of Commissioner Hall's question, when you say maintain the open space, do they have a requirement to not develop it?
Correct. That is the requirement.
Actively go in there and hire a forestry agent to make decisions about this and that?
Well, correct. But at the same time, as with any property owner in unincorporated Orange County, they are required to maintain, you know, fire safety, and we have weed abatement requirements. And so that level of maintenance at the very least is required. But they're not required to actively promote certain species or other things on their property.
So this is, this is original open space.
Correct.
So hopefully
it's zoned.
Come in and call something a weed. I've had some experience with this.
It's for fire purposes. I mean, right, OCFA, I can't guarantee whether OCFA would come in or not, just with regards to, hey, this isn't being maintained properly for fire purposes.
Commissioner Hall?
I didn't mean to instigate this issue, but let me ask this. So for this particular project, if the office may, right, then OC Park would either look at it and have some kind of recommendation for the board supervisors.
It will not likely go to the Board of Supervisors. It will not rise to that level. If it were something that they wanted to accept a dedication over, it would have to go to the Board of Supervisors for an official acceptance.
Okay.
So the county does not accept dedications by silence.
Okay.
Commissioner Perez?
In that case, and it doesn't get accepted as a dedication to the county, does the owner have to put signage to say this is private property now, even though it's dedicated space, or who's responsible if something happens?
The owner, he's still the owner of the property. So because we haven't accepted the dedication, it's still his responsibility. And under the specific plan, it's just the maintenance of that as open space. In addition, there are some things, Richard is shaking his head at me, but there are some things that are allowed on open space. Not a giant house, but there are people in the canyons with sheds, right, and other things on their properties that is allowed in those open space areas. So regardless of this 66% dedication, which is just a set aside really of open space that's required by the specific plan, there are things you can do in open space property, and this property is still zoned residential. So they still have to be, or are allowed, subject to the site development permit that they are seeking today, to develop it.
Right, no, my question was, I imagine people hike through there, open space, things like that, since it's his private property.
Yeah, he's allowed to put signs on it.
We will get to you.
We don't know the county lines and what's not. I mean, I imagine people like to wander if they see open space and 13 acres.
Yes, I mean, a private property owner is able to put up signs still. This is not, does not become, as I said, county property.
Executive Office of Richard, do you have any
comments? Yeah, no, that's correct. It's still private property, so they could put up, you know, fencing and signs if they want to keep people off their property. So this is not open public recreation area. All it is a set aside for open space.
Well, I just want to confirm that the landowner, the homeowner, still have to maintain for fire reason, you know, weed
correct.
Or whatever not, right?
Correct.
So we will open the public hearing, and I see that we have the applicant, and we also have the engineer and the architect. So how would you like to start this off?
Good afternoon, and thank you for being here this afternoon. I want to thank, first of all, Eileen for all the hard work she's done into getting us this far. I know it hasn't always been easy. My name is Frank Parth. I am the owner. And first of all, let me say that I have no intention of doing anything with that open space. One house is all I want. And I'm sure my grandchildren will be very happy with that. This is planned as the house that Joy and I are going to retire to, even though I prefer not to call it a retirement home. It kind of gets emotional with me. So we're doing this. I needed a little bit of privacy. We've been very careful to satisfy all the requirements. The architect, Bob McGraw, has spent a tremendous amount of time reading, and I think he's memorized the Foothill Tribuco specific plan, and Mark Anderson is well familiar with it anyway. So if there are any questions for me, that was really all I needed to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Would the applicant's representatives like to say anything?
Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Mark Anderson. I am the civil engineer for the project. I'm also the Homeowners Association president, and I'm also on the Foothill Tribuco Review Board. So the question primarily about the trail might need a little explanation. In fact, we may need to work on the wording for that one condition dealing with what the association needs to do. The trail, the access is actually granted to each individual property owner. And that easement was granted pre-existing to any association. There was no association. This was a dirt road when all these lots were created. So everybody had a legal right to drive on the dirt road to get to their property because that's the only access. After several people moved into the neighborhood, they decided they needed to do something like pave a road. So they collected funds and paved the road. As time passed by, they decided they needed to do something about maintaining the road, and so they went around and knocked on doors to collect money to maintain it, and everybody looked at them and said, "You're crazy." So they finally decided to form an association. So I don't know the exact number. There might be 26 properties. Not everybody on the trail belongs to the association. It is a volunteer association. Its sole purpose is to collect money to pave the road. It doesn't have any rights to do anything else. So the way it's worded, being the president of the association, I can't write such a letter. I have no control over what people do, other than the only authority I have is to spend money to pave the road and to seal coat the road and clear vegetation off the road. Frankly, anybody who were to do something to obstruct access, the neighborhood would be throwing up their arms and complaining as individual property owners about their access. To make a point about it, you know, not everybody belongs to the association, and the road sometimes is located in the easement. I'd say about half the time it's not in the easement, and half the time it is in the easement. So it was built by the property owners just wherever they could get the road in. No one surveyed it, and there's places where the road's entirely outside the easement. So it's, and the road paving has been in place for 20, 25 plus years. So whatever the paved road is, that's the road, that's the easement. And it's kind of understood by everybody. So,
Mr. Anderson, are you proposing a revision to this condition 19?
I think it should be revised only because I don't know how we satisfy it. Because I'm not sure the association is in a position to write a letter saying that they have no objection, because they don't represent all the property owners, and they don't have that authority to speak for all the property owners. So I know what the intent is. They don't want to hear any objections, which I would assume if anyone were to object, they had the opportunity today. Yeah, this would have been the opportunity. So I think we've done everything we could possibly do to notify all the owners, and they would object. There are improvements all up and down the road that lie within the easement, the so-called easement. I would say a good part of my front yard, I live across the street, good part of my front yard is in the easement because the road is not where it's supposed to be. It would be going much closer to my house if that was the case. Paved. Paved. I made the mistake of announcing I was a civil engineer when I moved in, and I got the charge of paving the whole road. So, yeah, it's actually got, in some areas, we got 6 inches of asphalt.
We love that word.
Yeah, so we would take. Wow.
Maybe you can turn your mic off.
Do we have a share of communications?
Yes, and they're working on the issue.
So, Mr. Anderson, we're going to come back to Ms. Lundfeld in a minute, but I have a question for you.
Sure.
Relating to the height of the retaining wall?
Yes.
So, did you look at any alternative where that height of that retaining wall would stay at the, what was it, the 3-foot level?
3 foot.
And if you did, what kind of constraint did that?
Yeah, we would, this is a very steep area where the driveway's taking advantage of the highest point in the road because the house is much higher, so it reduces the grade difference between the house and the road. To get the road in, we've looked at no walls. The grading would extend hundreds and hundreds of feet, which is not the intent of the specific plan. We looked at even higher walls, which the specific plan does say if you can demonstrate higher walls and less grading, therefore preserving more of the natural terrain, that's a possible benefit. And this was a compromise where we got to the 6 feet. We actually had 2 6-foot walls tiered so we can get some landscaping in there. So we did look at it, and this was probably the most reasonable combination of the two that we could develop and keep the spirit of the specific plan. Minimize the grading, minimize the disturbance.
Terrific.
And leave some room for landscaping to hide them.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. Are there any other questions for Mr. Anderson?
I have a question.
Sure.
So the driveway, your access road, what percentage slope is
that? It varies. The steepest is, I think, close to 15. County code will prohibit anything over 20.
Okay.
We had to worry about ourselves and the fire access, so we kept it, average is about 10, gets up to 15 in a couple
so
spots.
The upper limits of
we're pushing the upper limits.
So the portion of the wall where you're asking for, I call it a variance or whatever, the 6-foot high wall, is that the maximum height of the retaining wall? Everywhere else would be 3.5 feet or less?
The only concern the county has for the code is in the setback zone.
Okay.
After that, the specific plan says you should limit it to 6 feet,
okay,
unless you can demonstrate that you're grading less.
Okay.
I think we have a couple isolated spots where you might be 7 or 8 feet just to minimize the grading.
And this is a question for you or staff. Are there any objections from the adjacent neighbor about this proposed height?
About the proposed heights, no.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Anderson?
I do, yes. I don't know if you're the right person to ask questions. But in the canyon area, you know, we have two concerns that I think we always, as a board, we always want to make sure that we cover them. One may have been touched on it. It's draining and it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't see exactly, but what is the basic distance between the home and the area, the preservation area? Wild area?
It's over 170 feet. So we have a field modification plan, conceptual field mod. And so we were able to develop all the minimum requirements of the fire department around the back side of the property. In the front side of the property, we are challenged with the distance from the road to the house. So that area has what they call a special zone. And it's going to have primarily all succulents and or rock landscaping to minimize the fuel. So we've met with them to meet their requirements in that area.
Right. But if I was looking at the map correctly, if fire comes, it's coming down from, it could come from anywhere, but it's going to be coming from probably the northeast. Or
the prevailing one is actually going to come up the canyon, kind of up across Hamilton Trail, then up from there, and that's where we have the fuel mod as well. And part of our requirement was to look to see whether or not there was any extended flame, what they call extended flame lengths. They have a fire behave model that we've been subject to, so we've been through all that.
Stretches a couple hundred feet, I would guess.
And some of we have another project down the street where the flame lengths are over 100 feet. And it's not the case in this particular application. That one was in a very bad spot and directly in line with the winds. So yeah, and the fire authority, in that case, they like to see setbacks of twice the flame length.
Yeah,
so, So we were looking at close to 100, 200 feet in that particular instance.
Before I get to my second point, finish up on the fire, I'm just curious, where are the, does the property owner have a hydrant on his property?
Yeah, so there's actually, we're proposing on-site water storage. The local water district is only supplying 5 pounds pressure at this location. So they don't meet, we don't meet the requirement. So we have to pump water from the ridge line, basically right where the driveway is. We connect there, we pump up to the top. You can see the tanks are shown right there.
Is that what those are?
Those are water storage tanks, and that provides the adequate fire protection water that will then, by gravity, come back down to the driveway with a hydrant that's connected to those tanks. So they'll have adequate fire water and pressure to fight a fire.
Okay, because you know we've dealt with all the...
Yes, we are all too aware of it in the canyon.
And my last point, when you're in the canyon area and you're walking and you're grading and you're maybe changing things a bit, I'm not an expert at topography, but I'm looking at it now. How does it affect drainage or anything like that? I mean, you're a neighbor, so...
Yeah.
This isn't going to cause a flood to...
No, in fact, this property happens to be at the very top of the drainage area.
Okay.
And so there's nobody else's water coming onto him but his own. And then we're required to match flows. So what leaves our property is going to be no greater than what leaves there today. That's a requirement of the current permit. So we actually have, just off the picture, there's actually a small detention basin that catches our water and then releases it, meters it out and releases it.
So we're relying on the natural patterns of drainage for the most part, or most part
it's all natural. Of course, wherever we're altering it, we're picking it up and routing it to detention basin.
If I may relate to that, it's during construction, I'm sure there's some kind of swell erosion control plan to deal with
That's correct. When we get into final engineering, we'll have to produce a SWEP that will deal with the temporary condition when we're grading.
Okay.
Yep.
That's all.
Mr. Anderson, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Going back to Mr. Wong, do we have any members of the public that would like to address this item?
No other members are in public. Well, we should ask if anyone's called in to the virtual meeting and see if anyone's on.
Do we have any members of the public on the virtual meeting that would like to address this item? Okay, Ms. Lundfeld, can we have you come back to the microphone?
Yes.
So Mr. Anderson expressed a desire to revise that condition 19. Do you have some thoughts there?
Speaking with County Council, we would like to actually add the Homeowners Association and members, non-members along Hamilton Trail too. So, because since there's not members.
So how would you, let's go through this. Right? We could.
So, condition 19, in the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, the sixth line after it says, from the Homeowners Association, and then in parens, Hamilton Oaks Homeowners Association. So this is, we're requiring the applicant to provide us documentation that they have this access. So we want it from the Homeowners Association, which represents, as we heard, only some of the homeowners. And so then we would add, after Hamilton Oaks Homeowners Association, and those homeowners who are non-members of the associations along Hamilton Trail. That's my suggested fix, because I don't know how else to incorporate other people. So I can say that during a motion.
So then what we're doing is we are asking them for documentation approving the improvements from the HOA
and
from private properties that aren't in the HOA.
Yes.
I'd like to hear from the applicant if that presents any issues.
We might have to move where I put that, because it says, this is kind of a compound sentence. So it says, from the homeowners association, which has irrevocable access. Do you actually have irrevocable access, the homeowners association?
No.
All right, so we probably have to delete that. because if everybody, if other people use it, then it's not exclusive irrevocable access for the homeowners association. So do you have any objection to Mark
Anderson? Mr. Anderson.
Thank you. I know the spirit and the intent of this, and maybe the best thing to do is that the applicant provide evidence that he has notified neighbors of the proposed construction, and some allowance that if they object to, but asking them to respond positively, I know how hard that's going to be, because a lot of these folks do not want to be troubled and bothered, and they're not going to write the letter. I don't want to hold up his application. So I think if he provides maybe evidence in the way of a registered letter to each property owner, attaching, if need be, the exhibit. If you have any objection, please notify something.
So the first part of the condition is you're good with all the way through from the Homeowners Association.
Not really.
No, yeah, see the association. Yeah, because the association, again, has absolutely no authority over what happens to the road other than collect money and pave it. That's all we do. People think of associations, you know, you want to paint your house, you got to get approval. We don't have that authority. we don't get to tell anybody anything.
Ms. Walsh is working on a revised.
So I think we certainly understand the spirit of it. And if we notice, if we get the notice to everybody and if they have an objection, they can record their objection or however we want to handle that. That's reasonable. But I know Art is just getting them to, we can barely get a quorum for a meeting. So
essentially, Mr. Anderson, you're suggesting that instead of an approval documentation, it's just providing evidence.
Evidence that we've of notice.
Right.
Yeah. And it's incumbent on them then to take action if they want to do something.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
I will give this to you then, if you can read my chicken scratch, or I'll just read it when there's a motion made. Prior to the issuance of any grading or building permit, the applicant shall provide evidence that homeowners along Hamilton Trail have been notified of the proposed improvements within the private road area, including all walls. Period. Notice shall be provided and homeowners shall have 14 days to express objections to OC Development Services.
Thank you. Commissioner Hoff?
No, I think
there are other streets along Hamilton Trail.
It's just along Hamilton Trail.
Do we need to notify those homeowners also?
The way this was originally written, what we were trying to do is alert homeowners and make sure that they were okay. So I think that the wall and the private road, you're saying the private road is also used by others. So Hamilton Trail
Leal Trail, and anyone using Hamilton Trail's access.
Okay.
But Leal Trail also has access through
No? Only one way in and out.
I thought it was
everybody,
because I got onto Leal Trail before through Hunky Dory, I think.
No.
So what I would do is, prior to the issuance of any grading or building permit, the applicant shall provide evidence that homeowners using Hamilton Trail for access have been notified of the proposed improvements within the private road area, including all walls. Applicant's notice shall be provided to OC Development Services. I'm going to add that. And homeowners shall have 14 days to express objections to OC Development Services.
Sounds good. I had a question.
We're using the term easement. Usually an easement is...
I took that out. That whole...
Well, I was wondering who... We've got a road, and a road's been built, and does anybody have actual, any legal rights like an easement on that road, or they're just using it right now?
Every property owner has an access easement, and that's pretty much all it says.
And which property owners are those? I mean, usually within on a deed, it's kind of an easement, it kind of says who it's dedicated to. I know I've got one on mine, and it's dedicated to everybody on the certain road. And my thought that we want to make sure that we cover everybody that's covered by that, but I would not think that we need to cover people who are not covered by that. So, I mean, I don't know who uses this, but I would, you know, to not burden the applicant, just whoever has a legal right to use this. I don't know who else.
So homeowners with private access easements?
I'm just offering that up to
we're,
you.
Yes. Because otherwise the notice is, what his point is, the notice could be very broad.
It could be very broad. It could cover the guy who hikes there, or, you know, the guy who rides his bicycle.
Which we don't really expect you to notice.
No. it's a property owner who has access rights to Hamilton Trail. I don't know every report of every resident.
It is a gated community.
But
okay. Well, that makes a little...
Okay, we would say within that gated community? I mean, that's okay. I mean, if it's a gated community, then if I live in that gated community, I have the right to be sealed and open.
I'm not trying to
we
expand
understand
this, actually.
Want to make sure
I'm trying to go the other way.
Get it right.
Yeah. No, there are the properties in the community only have one access to Live Oak Canyon Road. And so by whether they have it in their title or by prescriptive rights, they have a right to use that road, wherever the road is located. It's not in easement. So
excuse me, we're going to go to Commissioner Perez, and then we're going to go back to Ms. Walsh.
Just for clarification, please. I made it. For me, it's...
This is a lot.
Yeah. We're changing it on the spot, and I think everybody's bringing up a valid point of what we should be adding. I never heard that it was a gated community until 2 seconds ago. I think that makes a big difference. Even when I asked the signage earlier. So I think there's just a little concern that we may be left off. We may want to just really come back with our village and say, this is what we... Imposes everything what he's bringing up here, because at different moments we're adding something else or saying something else. And we could leave off an important part for everybody's safety, security, and make sure that, you know, like he's saying, hikers, bikers, and that's what I was alluding to earlier. Who's in charge of it, and who's going to be the safety person for it? That being said, I'm not really comfortable with everything being added at the last second. And
so what we could do, I don't want to put the applicant in a position to have to come back. So I'm trying to think about whether or not, and I think that we could approve a concept of the condition and then allow development services to make changes as required. I don't know if that works for you guys, but we could.
I'd like to, before we finalize this point, I was just asked to make sure that there's nobody on the technology side of the public hearing that would like to speak. So if there's anybody out Cisco WebEx that would like to speak, let's do that now.
Because actually, because they cannot hear from your mics,
the microphones
only this
are not
one
working.
seems to be live.
So when we already asked for comment, I see what you're saying. No one heard.
They
so,
can hear you very well. This
okay, then I will ask
well.
For public comment. If there are any...
We have not closed it.
Okay.
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak on our Cisco WebEx, please let us know now.
There's people online, yes. I'm contacting the Boone Manor IT person to be sure.
And then while that's.
We will give people a chance to speak up.
While that's being worked on, Nicole, maybe you can give it more.
Yes, so just to clarify.
To adjust the wording so that you.
Right.
Applicant and the planning commission can agree.
Yes.
Give it another try.
Can you give me a chance to just talk to them?
I was going to suggest.
Can I talk to them off the mic?
Yes.
Thank you.
So.
So give it a try. Yes, in the meantime, Commissioner Baum, we'll just take a 5-minute recess.
Yeah.
You're asking a complicated question. No, Gates provided by the association, not everybody wants a social operator. We're not going to be allowed to pin it out back there.
Yeah, because they couldn't hear on the commissioner's mics. So Boo said that theirs was very muffled. This mic is working perfectly.
You sure?
Yes.
So we have an issue with, obviously, with, is someone looking at it or?
Yeah, that's who I've been going back and forth.
Yeah.
So it seems like this one may be working. This one is working. You stand here, there's no issue at all. It's just these mics.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know why those mics aren't working? Sure.
Second.
We don't know why those mics aren't working.
No, once you said that, for some reason, these are not working. This one appears to be working.
Mine's working.
Yours is working. And so I just made sure that on the community review, he said that he did hear when Nicole said the evaluation.
So we should be good.
Yeah. So I'm pretty confident that somebody is, was becoming a citizen.
You're going to get told to fucking beat it.
To everybody.
Yeah.
No, mine isn't either.
Yeah, it's just not working.
So the commission had vice chair.
Yeah, just like final going to.
Yeah, yeah.
See, what?
So how's COVID doing?
I don't want somebody.
Are they sitting down before you wear a mask?
Besides tomorrow, they don't like.
Vacation in locally.
Say this is a bad.
Can't look to it, we're still functioning.
Whether the wall interferes with their.
Are you working from home?
Most of the time, but there's probably 20%.
Right.
We have objections, we're not seeing that it would defeat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't see the buildings and all that.
So.
Actually, people.
We're just requiring you to notice.
Uh-huh. I flip houses on the side.
And then the condition is the.
It's strong.
We'll get objections.
The interest rates.
We'll have to deal with those objections.
So as the chairman has dropped the housing market.
Okay, so prior to the issue.
Doing my best.
And the building permit, the applicant should provide evidence that property owners rely on Hamilton Trail for vehicle access.
Oh, I'm not talking.
Have been notified of improvements within the private road area. Where do you want me to put subject to?
I have two.
Do you want me to put it subject?
Okay, theirs are not working at all, so we definitely need to have our chair.
Okay.
Then I'll be the one saying what the notice of the apologies for.
Okay, so applicant's notice shall be.
Test, one, two, one, two.
One, two.
Subject.
Yeah.
To the approval instead of, okay. So you will have to give Richard your notice before you send it out.
This one is.
That way it is.
Okay.
That way it's.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay, now smile. Right?
Alright.
Yeah.
Can we take it a recess or?
It's been about 5 minutes, so let's.
We're getting some working mics.
Okay.
It's an active mic, so.
Richard, if you can come, these are active.
Okay, the planning commission. The planning commission is back in session. Okay, Ms. Walsh, have you and the applicant have had a chance to chat?
Yes. So we've clarified some of this and will give our deputy director some approval authority over the notice. That way we can have input into who receives it, but we will come up with a definition now, which is prior to the issuance of any grading or building permit, the applicant shall provide evidence that property owners relying on Hamilton Trail for vehicular access have been notified of the proposed improvements within the private road area, including all walls. Applicant's notice shall be subject to the approval of the Deputy Director of Development Services, and the homeowners shall have 14 days to express objections to OC Development Services.
Does Mr. Parth, do you have any objections to that language?
No.
Okay.
Was that loud enough?
Now,
I do not have any objections.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, I'd like to go back to
that for the record because we are changing a condition.
Thank you. I'd like to go back to the public. Is there anybody on the technology on Cisco WebEx that would like to participate in the public hearing? If so, this is the time and the place.
No.
Okay, so.
Hearing none.
Hearing none. That will conclude the public hearing. And with that, so we've have the revised condition. We have the applicant's approval of that language. At this time, I would like to open it up for further commission comments. If any of the commissioners have any further comments? If not, I would like to entertain a motion. Ms. Walsh is suggesting motion language.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to make the motion with assistance from County Council.
Great.
Motion by Commissioner Rice.
To approve the recommended actions and amend condition of approval number 19 in accordance with the following. Prior to the issuance of any grading or building permit, the applicant shall provide evidence that property owners relying on Hamilton Trail for vehicular access have been notified of the proposed improvements within the private road area, including all walls. Applicant's notice shall be subject to the approval of the Deputy Director of Development Services, and homeowners shall have 14 days to express objections to OC Development Services.
That would be my motion.
That's Commissioner Rice's motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Second by Commissioner Perez. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Great, thank you. Thank you, staff. Thank you, Ms. Walsh. Thank you, Deputy Director Vaughn. You got a little slice of heaven up there, Mr. Parth.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Okay, item number three is the executive officer update. Executive officer update, Mr. Vaughn.
Good afternoon. Just two quick updates. We'll be coming back to Planning Commission probably in next month for a vehicle miles traveled update to our CEQA guidelines. That already went into effect by state law in July, so we're just going to bring up our code to match state law. The other update we have is we are going to the board next Tuesday for the zoning code update. So finally, after 3 years with working with the Planning Commission and workshops and community groups, we're ready to take it to the board. We're doing our briefings with the board this week, so hopefully all goes well for us. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. County Council update, Ms. Walsh. Item number five, Planning Commissioner comments. Will start down at the end. Commissioner Rice.
None, thank you.
Commissioner Ha.
None.
Commissioner Perez.
Just happy to be joining everybody. Thank you for welcoming so well.
Great to see you in person. Commissioner Harper.
Welcome. Welcome aboard. Stay safe, everybody.
The only comment I'll make is that, you know, as we, you know, as we go through this period of COVID, it's always great to acknowledge our frontline workers and our healthcare workers and those that are, you know, putting their lives at risk every day. I've heard some healthcare workers say that it's like every shift is like going to war. And so it's really important for us to have gratitude and acknowledge everything they're doing for us and how much I think we all appreciate the work that's being done on that part. Next item is, what's our final item? Public comments. Well, we have no members of the public that are on technology or here. So finally, adjournment. The next meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, April 12th, 2020 at 1:30.
August 12th.
Oh, excuse me, August 12th. And that will conclude the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you all.